GOP Senator Chris Dush leads the Intergovernmental Operations Committee, which has been probing the 2020 and 2021 elections for 6 months now. As a House member, Dush joined those who supported the election fraud lie by signing a letter asking Congress to not certify Pennsylvania's vote for Joe Biden. After his panel's most recent hearing, he laid out what he and his Republican colleagues are after.
Our purpose right now in this committee is to make sure that we're getting the information out there so that we can take corrective action.
That information comes from witnesses with partisan ties. Both told the committee they saw people illegally dropping off more than one ballot at drop boxes last fall. Lehigh County's Republican Party chair showed what he alleged was surveillance video of the act, and a Luzerne County elections judge claims she saw someone try, but she didn't record it and couldn't produce surveillance tape. Both admitted they don't really know what happened, but Dush drew a conclusion anyway.
We've discovered some very significant things in this hearing. We've been able to show that ballot stuffing does occur in Pennsylvania.
Fair Elections Center president and voting rights expert Robert Brandon has been watching efforts to look into what Republicans call voting integrity in other states. He says he notices a pattern.
What's happening in Pennsylvania is just the precursor for the legislature to come back with some additional efforts to try to make voting more difficult.
Brandon says that's exactly what Arizona senators did during their discredited election probe, which actually confirmed President Joe Biden's victory there. Dush visited and praised Arizona's effort last year.
They just said, well, we're really concerned and suspicious about what happened here, and we've looked at everything. That's all they needed to then get the Arizona legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, and a Republican governor to sign not one but two voter suppression laws.
One of the laws requires Arizona election workers to look into someone's citizenship and block them from voting if they can't verify their status. The state's Republican Party is also asking the Arizona Supreme Court to overturn its early voting and vote-by-mail laws. And back in Pennsylvania, even though multiple audits confirmed past results, the committee's witnesses suggested lawmakers do the same thing. Lehigh County Republican Party Chair Joe Vashay is one of them.
Stop the mail-in balloting completely, and until we have a constitutional amendment saying that we can do early voting, then we can set up a system where it's similar, but you do it in a method where we have confidence that those votes are the right votes.
Vashay told senators Lehigh County's district attorney was looking into his claims. Less than a week later, Republican DA Jim Martin reported investigators found 288 voters submitted more than one mail-in ballot between Lehigh County's five drop boxes last fall. Nearly 15,000 people in the county voted by mail in that election. Policy expert Scott Seaborg of advocacy group All Voting is Local says he thinks fraud probably wasn't involved.
There's a difference between a voter thinking it's okay to take their family members' ballots and drop them off and a political operation that, you know, goes door to door in an entire county to do that.
But Lehigh's DA says the finding is reason enough to toss the state's no-excuse mail-in voting rules altogether. Voting rights advocates say lawmakers need to consider the consequences of making such a move. Deidre Lassane, a Pittsburgh area poll worker, says rolling back ballot access rules would be tough on the communities of color she helps each cycle.
Because one minute we're telling them that they're empowered and they now have more opportunities to vote, and then the next minute we have to recount our statements and say, wait, no, now we're going back to this.
Lassane says the state could give counties more money to run their elections and for voter education efforts instead of ditching things like drop boxes.
We want it to be easy as possible to vote, right? Because, you know, there's a distrust in democracy, and this just adds to the distrust that BIPOC communities have.
The Senate committee will eventually issue a report on its probe, with legislation expected to follow. A few that would restrict mail-in voting rules are already floating around. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.